mining and mobile monitoring.
UIS Mobile.
That's not allowed in EMH Mobile.
We were down the air. In the cemetery at Florida,
all I really got out of that was cemetery, portable, get into the repeater.
Well, that's all you needed to hear, because I'm portable in the cemetery and I've gotten into the repeater.
Okay, yeah, so don't move from that spot at all, because you were perfect that time.
Excellent. Okay, well, I've got to tear this grave down, and I just figured I'd see if I could get somebody on here to see if I could get it.
Where is the cemetery at?
Out in Morristown, over, I guess, probably between Merritt and Lake City.
Oh, that's quite a ways.
That was my thought. I was kidding, was affordable here, but I guess color me impressed.
Well, that's cool. All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. KD8OHG and 8DMH.
Is this frequency being frequented? W8VET.
Depends what you mean by frequented.
Well, depends on your definition of use.
It's a pretty loose definition.
Sounds like this one and most of them are getting used. That's good. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. I gotta jump out for a minute. I just pulled into the UPS store. I got a couple packages to ship out, and then and I'll be right back in here. An 8 UH.
Sounds good. Be sure to tell them it's perishable and dangerous.
Yeah, it's full of explosives. Hi. Alright. We'll be right back. An 8 UH.
K8BCW.
That's a great call sign. I love it. This is AA7JC.
Ah, thank you. What's so cool about it?
I think I heard you say KD8CW.
Nope. Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Whiskey. K8BCW.
Oh, okay. Well, still a good call sign. I thought to myself that would be a nice call sign, the last two letters CW, but even that BCW is pretty good. Anyways, name here is Ken, and I'm in Arizona.
All right, Ken, good to meet you. Name here is Bentley. You must be getting in on All-Star or some other service that's LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'm on All-Star, and there's a reason why I dialed in. I'm an ex-Michigander, and so I got a few little places that I tap into to kind of just keep up with the place. I've got a nephew that owns a farm at just north of Traverse City, and I'm pretty sure your system actually has a repeater, not only in Traverse City, but Lake Leelanau, and that's where his farm is, right there on the lake.
Yeah, that's correct. The link system that you're getting into pretty much covers the whole northwest tip of the Mitt, from I-75 west, starting in Grayling, over to Traverse City, and then up north into Petoskey, and up to Sault Ste. Marie, with repeaters in Sheboygan, Mackinac City, Lake Leelanau, as you pointed out, Thompsonville also, which is Benzie County there.
I was up there last month in July, and I was there, took the wife and a couple other people up to Mackinac Island. I don't remember the exact date. I want to say it was like 20-something. Maybe it was something in the teens, 17, 18, somewhere in there. And it was the very day before the Canadian Fire smog devastated the region. It was just crazy. It was a beautiful day. It was like a Monday or Tuesday or something like that. I think it was a Tuesday. And then we woke up on Wednesday morning up there in St. Ignace, and it was crazy. It was just insane.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a rough patch for us. That hung around for about a week, I think I remember. And it was pretty nasty, but, you know, after that cleared up, we have had the best stretch of summer weather in northern Michigan since I can remember. Just been absolutely perfect, 75 to 80, low 80s during the day, dropping down in the 60s at night, although lately in the mornings I'm getting up and it's hovering around 50 degrees, so the change is coming, but man, we've really enjoyed probably almost a two-month run of just gorgeous northern Michigan summer.
Oh, that is good to hear. That is awesome. Can't get better than that. And then it's already starting to cool off. Holy cow. I'm here to tell you it's hot down here. I'm in the Sierra Vista, which is down south of Tucson. But I'm at a higher elevation. I'm at like 4,500 feet. and so it's not as hot as Tucson, but it's still hot. Oh dear me, it's like 95 degrees today, and I believe tomorrow will be the breaking point where it finally starts to cool off into the 80s.
Yeah, it's perspective for you. You know, I'm in Harbor Springs, just on the other side of the bay from Petoskey, and my daughter moved to Florida in October, and she's in the St. Pete area around Tampa, and you know, she suffered through her first summer there, but she says, you know, when she comes home and it's only 75 degrees, that it's cold and she has to wear a sweater now.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, it's all what your body gets accustomed to, right? And that's why there's people that live all over this globe in different places and don't end up all moving to the same place where there's supposedly the perfect weather.
AA7JC for ID. So my niece, she drove us up there in her car up to Mackinac Island, and I was wearing blue jeans and a long sleeve shirt with a t-shirt. And she made fun of me because she, you know, I was so overdressed, and I don't know, I felt okay. So I guess you're right. I'm accustomed to the heat.
Yeah, you stuck out like a sore thumb to the locals here, all bundled up like that. We know you're a tourist, Len.
No doubt about that, and that was funny. Anyways, it was a crazy year up there with all your smoke, and then you had that nonsensical. Michigan was like ground zero for the whatever that parasite was. And just crazy, crazy year for you guys.
K8BCW. Yeah, and on top of that, we had 3 feet of snow that fell in the spring in mid-March and buried us again and knocked out power and knocked out services, and that was hot off of the spring of 25 ice storm that devastated the region, too. So. Yeah, we're full up on disasters around here, and we deserve this last little stretch of summer that we've all been enjoying.
Well, I really think you guys got a fantastic four seasons of, although, you know, like you said, it doesn't always work out. So, yeah, my sister's kids own a farm up there on Lake Leelanau. Anyways, it's called the Polish Heritage Farm, and so we always got a place to stay when we go up there, and their kids and everything. It's pretty nice. So I better get back to what I was doing. Not that it's of any real consequence here, but it's been a pleasure talking with you, Bentley. And I haven't heard a lot of things on the radio on this, so I figured you were. I'm sure you're not all star. You're probably using a radio. I'm using a radio-less note here in on all star, so that I put together about a month ago. So. Anyway, for what it's worth, in case I didn't already say it, your signal and audio quality, everything is top-notch. And I wish you the best, and I'll say 73, and I'll be listening. I'm just going to leave it on and in the background here. K8BCW, this is AA7JC.
Yeah, great to meet you and chat with you today, Ken. Keep listening. You'll hear a little bit of traffic pick up probably on the weekend. Thanks for the signal report. Yes, I am getting in locally on my local repeater here in Petoskey, and it It's a fantastic machine that works just great. So we're really pleased with the quality of the system here. And I've got an All-Star Node 2, and there are some repeater systems I monitor occasionally on that down in the eastern Tennessee area where I hope to relocate one of these days. So getting used to the folks and the systems down there. Have a great day, great weekend, and hope to catch you another time. K8BCW, clear and monitoring.
73.
And ACLH mobile.
K8BCW, good afternoon, Drake. How are you?
Hey, Bentley, how are we doing this fine afternoon?
Well, put it this way, I'm on the deck with a cigar, a beer, and the radio.
I wish I could be doing that right now. I am heading out to, I was in Maple City, and now I'm heading to a little bit closer to Lake Ann right now to my grandpa's place to do a little bit of work there, and then after that I can do exactly that.
Yeah, I can hear that stylish German six-cylinder engine revving up through the gears there.
It's very effective at merging into traffic that's moving a little bit faster than you were expecting.
Yeah, nice to have that capability for sure.
Yeah, the vehicle I had before this was anything but that. You wanted to pass somebody, you needed a 5-day invitation, and merging onto the freeway? Oh no.
You're talking to a guy that used to own a 1991 Volkswagen Vanagon camper van, Westphalia, with the stock water boxer engine in it. And when I upgraded that to a Subaru 2.5, I doubled my horsepower and nearly tripled my torque, and it still wasn't enough.
Well, I had a 2008 Chrysler Town & Country with the 3.3 liter. Stock, it maybe made 170 horsepower to the crank. Who knows how much made that to the wheels. And it had about 200,000 miles on it, so I guarantee you it was making about 40 to 50 less horsepower than, you know, new. Coupled to a 4-speed automatic that, idea, but, I guess it sort of helps with gas mileage.
Yeah, but you could stack full sheets of plywood in the back of it.
Yeah, and then it would have squatty diaper syndrome, or saggy diaper syndrome.
Well, I didn't say a bunk of plywood, but yeah, a few sheets anyway, for a project.
It was honestly perfect for hauling repeaters and stuff to site. I had so much room in that thing. As long as you weren't in a hurry.
I think I might have been too fast on the trigger and you didn't hear anything I said.
I don't know what happened, but you're correct. I didn't hear a thing.
Hey, did you get my text message about the 8-4?
I think so, but ADHD is a wonderful disability.
Well, I started out by praising you for putting that nice machine on the system. It works great. I caught it on my way down to Detroit on Tuesday and on my way back Wednesday, and I held onto it quite nicely with an HT going up and down I-75 there. But it's got this annoying beep the whole time that you're on receive and when the repeater is on transmit. And it's like every 5 seconds there's like a confidence beep to tell you that it's transmitting. I don't know if you can turn that off or not, but... it would be great if you could.
it must be an SWR alarm. I will have to tell, what's-his-face about that. I'll have to tell David. We tried a different antenna that was higher, and sounds like that antenna is no good.
Well, hopefully you're not burning up your machine in the process, but like I said, it works great, and I was talking to Ryan, K8DYS. He lives down in Harrison. He's 48 miles away from that repeater at his house, and he can get it. So you guys are doing the Lord's work there.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, sir, I'm pulled into my grandpa's place here, so I got to get to work. 7-3, and 8-UA.
Yeah, have a good one, Drake. We'll catch up with you later. K8BCW.
KI7, Kim, the mobile listening on 19.
Mobile.